Hello and welcome to the Mountainbrook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Tuesday, August 9th. We're beginning the ELC school year today in the Mountainbrook Baptist ELC. And so we need to be praying for our little friends who are starting back to preschool today. We are beginning with Deuteronomy chapter 23, verses 15 through 25. The title of my Bible says Miscellaneous Laws, and a lot of them just have good wisdom for us. They're kind of like Proverbs. If a slave has taken refuge with you, do not hand him over to his master. Let him live among you wherever he likes and in whatever town he chooses. Do not oppress him. No Israelite man or woman is to become a shrine prostitute. You must not bring the earnings of a female prostitute or of a male prostitute into the house of the Lord your God to pay any vow, because the Lord your God detests them both. Do not charge your brother interest, whether on money or food or anything else that may earn interest. You may charge a foreigner interest, but not a brother Israelite, so that the Lord your God may bless you in everything you put your hand to in the land you are entering to possess. If you make a vow to the Lord your God, do not be slow to pay it, for the Lord your God will certainly demand it of you, and you will be guilty of sin. But if you refrain from making a vow, you will not be guilty. Whatever your lips utter, you must be sure to do, because you made a vow freely to the Lord your God with your own mouth. If you enter your neighbor's vineyard, you may eat all the grapes you want, but do not put any in your basket. If you enter your neighbor's grain field, you may pick kernels with your hands, but you must not put a sickle to his standing grain. I was just thinking, I would love to have a neighbor who had a vineyard. That would be pretty cool. But the ideas here are that in whatever we do, we should think highly of the person in our midst. We should take care and give refuge to the slave who comes into our midst. If we make a vow to the Lord, we must regard that highly, and we must not take advantage of our neighbors. Let's move over now to Psalm 74. Psalm 74, a Maskil of Asaph. Why have you rejected us forever, O God? Why does your anger smolder against the sheep of your pasture? Remember the people you purchased of old, the tribe of your inheritance, whom you redeemed, Mount Zion, where you dwelt. Turn your steps towards these everlasting ruins, all this destruction the enemy has brought on the sanctuary. Your foes roared in the place where you met with us. They set up their standards as signs. They behave like men wielding axes to cut through the thicket of trees. They smashed all the carved panelings with the axes and hatches. They burned your sanctuary to the ground. They defiled the dwelling place of your name. They said in their hearts, "We will crush them completely." They burned every place where God was worshipped in the land. We are given no miraculous signs. No prophets are left, and none of us knows how long this will be. How long will the enemy mock you, O God? Will the foe revile your name forever? Why do you hold back your hand? Your right hand. Take it from the folds of your garment and destroy them. But you, O God, are my King from of old. You bring salvation upon the earth. It was you who split open the sea by your power. You broke the heads of the monster in the waters. It was you who crushed the heads of Leviathan and gave him as food to the creatures of the desert. It was you who opened up springs and streams. You dried up the ever-flowing rivers. The day is yours, and yours also the night. You established the sun and moon. It was you who set all the boundaries of the earth. You made both summer and winter. Remember how the enemy has mocked you, O Lord, how foolish people have reviled your name. Do not hand over the life of your dove to wild beast. Do not forget the lives of your afflicted people forever. Have regard for your covenant, because haunts of violence fill the dark places of the land. Do not let the oppressed retreat in disgrace. May the poor and needy praise your name. Rise up, O God, and defend your cause. Remember how fools mock you all day long. Do not ignore the clamor of your adversaries, the uproar of your enemies, which rises continually. Now let's move over to the New Testament passage. We are reading for the first time today, 1 Timothy. Now remember that Timothy is like the spiritual son of Paul. And this is a letter from Paul to Timothy, who was a pastor eventually in Ephesus. And so Paul is reaching out to Timothy and to the church and warning them in this passage against false teachers of the law. We'll be reading verses 1 through 11. Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus by the command of God our Savior and of Jesus Christ our hope, to Timothy, my true son in the faith, grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord. As I urged you when I went into Macedonia, stay there in Ephesus, so that you may command certain men not to teach false doctrines any longer, nor to devote themselves to myths and endless genealogies. These promote controversies rather than God's work, which is by faith. The goal of this command is love, which comes from a pure heart and a good conscience, and a sincere faith. Some have wandered away from these and turned to meaningless talk. They want to be teachers of the law, but they do not know what they are talking about or what they so confidently affirm. We know that the law is good if one uses it properly. We also know that the law is made not for the righteous, but for lawbreakers and rebels, the ungodly and sinful, the unholy and irreligious. For those who kill their fathers or mothers, for murderers, for adulterers and perverts, for slave traders and liars and perjurers, and for whatever else is contrary to the sound doctrine that conforms to the glorious gospel of the blessed God, which he entrusted to me. Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. Since we just started the book of 1 Timothy, you know I'm going to commend the Bible Project videos to you so that you can learn more about what's going on in 1 Timothy. Here in this first passage, Paul is talking about controversies that have kept going on about different genealogies, and basically he's talking about this as meaningless talk. Now, you and I don't have a lot of dispute over genealogies, I'm sure, but there is meaningless talk that goes on in the church which does not benefit the work of faith. And what Paul is telling us and commending to us is to stay away from meaningless chatter. Ultimately, he wants us to be a people who will strive toward the hope of Jesus Christ and the redemption that we find in him, that which unites us and not that which divides us. And then he talks about the law and the good use of the law. The law was not meant to puff us up if we did everything correctly. The law is meant to reveal our sinful hearts and our need to salvation so that we might turn to the glorious gospel of Jesus, turn to a blessed God who brings us grace and mercy and peace, not by our works, but by his work through Jesus Christ on the cross. Would you pray with me? Father, I just want to thank you for my brothers and sisters who are listening today. I pray that you would bless them, Lord, as they look forward to their day. I pray, Lord, that you would give them opportunities to be reminded of your grace, mercy, and peace. Whatever they have going on behind their eyes, whatever they're thinking about, struggling with, determining in their mind, would you guide their paths, Lord? Whenever they come to the right or to the left, would you say to them, this is the way, walk in it. Lord, when they look back on a disappointing past, as the psalmist did in Psalm 74, help them to know that you are at work. Lord, please listen to their prayers and be attentive to their cry for mercy. Hold them by their right hand and give them a sense of your presence with them. Help us, Lord, to be a people who love our neighbors well. Help us to be a people who look upon those who are downtrodden or those who are in society looked down upon, and help us to raise them up. And ultimately, Lord, if we vow something to you, help us to follow through. Help us to be a people who are generous with our time, our talents, and our money. We love you, Lord, and we pray this all in Christ's name. Amen.